Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's right. I need you to turn your speakers up now. Let's go.
From fashion to music to movies, all of the above. It's all good, we got infinite love.
Yeah.
No matter where you're from, you can talk to us.
Come on.
It's all good, we got infinite love.
That's right.
Everybody, welcome back to Infinite Love Talk Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio, our most favorite place to hang out every single week. We have another exciting show planned for y'all today, and we invite you, of course, to always call in live at 347-215-8305 throughout the entire show, or you can go into our chat room, and you know what? We can chat there as well.
Yes, yes, babe, that's right. And today we are discussing all things latest and greatest in entertainment. Yep, all the very best. Now, music, movies, TV shows, books, sports, and much more. But this is just from our perspective, okay? So it's just from our perspective. So don't be like, oh, I don't really dig that movie. I don't really dig that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So we will also dish love and romance, lifestyle, beauty, and fashion, the NBA, and, of course, we'll talk about other things as well. We'll do the 60 seconds and so on and so forth. We'll begin with the greatest movies of 2010 so far. Some of this might spill into 2009 because, you know, we're so new to this new year. Here we go. We're going to get started in movies. Number one, I Can Do Bad by Myself, or All by Myself, I should say. Tyler Perry, he has starring in it, Mary J. Blige, Taraji P. Henson. We talked about this recently on one of our shows, and it is just a movie that is off the chain. I can't say that 2 days go by without me thinking of that movie. It was so inspirational and uplifting. There were some kids in the movie. I won't give it all away because if you haven't saw it yet, you have to go out and buy it. There's some kids in the movie that is just fantastic. They're really great actors, but they really warm your heart and touch your heart. It's a little girl that takes care of her brothers. That's all I can say. It's just a very, very wonderful movie. The ending of it will bring you, pull your heartstrings. Honey, what's your thoughts about I Can Do Bad by Myself without giving them all the juicy details?
You know, I truly think that, and you're right, you don't want to give away the details because you hate that when someone tells the movie. But this is another one of Tyler Perry's gems. I mean, he continues to put out just fabulous stuff that you can watch, that you can enjoy. There's always an underlying message in it that intertwines itself throughout the whole flick, mm-hmm. and this one does not disappoint. Check it out. I Can Do Bad All by Myself. I know that you guys are going to love it. Email us. Let us know what you thought to make sure that we're on point, of course.
Most definitely.
Now, coming in at number two, we got Avatar. Now, Avatar, this is one that we haven't went and watched yet, but this is a fantastic cowboys and Indians type of futuristic film. I'm going to take over your territory. But when you talk about colors and all the different things that you don't know what a computer can do until you see Avatar. We've seen highlights and different things of it, and this is just a fabulous movie. They've hit it on the head again, and they say that the storyline is truly, truly awesome. So whenever you get a chance, go out and check out Avatar.
Oh, most definitely, you guys. Next, we have up District 9. Now, when we seen the previews for that, we thought, oh, I don't know, it looks like a documentary, but we love documentaries. We're documentary producers ourselves, but District 9 proved to be a great movie. It was very entertaining. The first few minutes of it, we will tell you, is documentary style, the way it's shot, but they're giving you background and history on what it is to really go into the movie, and once they do, I'm telling you, by the end of the movie, you're going to be on the edge of your seat. It's a really great movie, and I'm not really one for, like, characters and creatures and that kind of thing all the time, but depending on what it is, this one definitely, I would say, is at the top of the list. It is one of the latest and greatest.
No question. District 9 was awesome. We truly enjoyed it. Coming in next, we got Inglourious Basterds. Now, this is by one of my all-time favorite producers, and that is Quentin Tarantino, starring Brad Pitt. It goes on Nazi Germany. Fabulous film. Obviously, you know, have some from time to time, but I will tell you, this that is a must-see, because you don't know if it is all the way comedy or if they're being serious, because they have some actors in there that are fabulous. So check it out, Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds, you heard it right here. Law-abiding citizen, that is another fantastic movie. That one is having, it stars Jamie Foxx, correct, honey?
Yeah.
And it's off of the chain. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. It's fantastic. We love it. And we just want you to know Law-Abiding Citizen is definitely one of the latest and greatest. I won't give you much more details than that because I'll give the movie away if I do that.
Well, that's one, babe, that has some serious twists in it. So check that one out, Law-Abiding Citizen. Also, Public Enemy, that is starring Johnny Depp. If you like Shoot 'Em Up, Johnny Depp, you know he's been hitting it on the head for many, many years now. Also, for the children, we have Up. Disney Pixar hits it again, another fantastic film, a must-see. Take the kids, check out Up.
Most definitely. And finally, we're going to round out movies with The Soloist. The Soloist, everybody. You know that's Jamie Foxx, our favorite actor, one of them, because you know we got Will Smith. We got so many people, but Jamie is on the top of the list. He's in the top three for sure. He's a wonderful person. We happen to know him personally. On top of that, he does a hell of a job in that movie. I'm surprised he isn't up for an Oscar for it. It's him and the other actor. It's leaving me the name of the other actor. Another famous, well-known, extremely talented actor co-starring with him in the movie, and I'm just glad they did it. Check out The Soloist. We're going to jump on and down now into music, and we're going to start off the latest and the greatest. Where we at, baby?
Well, we're going to start off with New York, and that is coming in. It was obviously made in 09, but it's bringing in 010, New York by Jay-Z and Miss Alicia Keys, and this is a takeoff of Frank Sinatra's classic, New York, New York, but this is an instant classic for nowadays. Hip-hop generation, you get singing, you get piano, you get it all. This is a fantastic song. That is New York by Jay-Z and Miss Alicia Keys.
And you heard it right here. My husband just told you, New York. I wish I had a clip of it so I could play it, but it's off the chain. Next, we got Prostitute by Lil Wayne and his album The Carters. And the reason that song, and don't go by the name, a lot of things on the surface isn't what it seems. He's actually telling the girl in there, I don't care if you was a prostitute. I want to know you for my damn self, is how he says it. But it's a really, if you look past all of his explicit lyrics and the way he's saying it, he's really got a cool message in that song, and I actually listen to it quite a bit, especially when I'm working out and stuff. I really like that song. It's uplifting and it's cool. It's got a jazzy feel to it. It's really cool. And next we got
Sade. She is back after a long leave of absence, I will say, from the singing world. Soldier of Love, a fantastic song, comes right in, grabs a hold of you, and takes you on a ride. Check it out, Sade, Soldier of Love.
Most definitely, if you're a Sade fan, you can't lose. You can't go wrong with that. We got Mos Def, his album Ecstatic. He's already an eccentric, interesting kind of type of person, talented actor, recording artist, all the different things. I'm sure he's a producer as well, and you know, he's got some big things coming, I'm sure, in the future. He's just really, you know, entertained us for a long time. But his album Ecstatic, I'll let my husband elaborate a little bit more. It's fantastic.
No question. He just covers the gamut in this album, from his different albums, if you're a Mos Def fan, Black on the Bottom, New Danger, Black Magic, all these different ones. He really captured it right here. We saw him on one of the late night talk shows, and I said, oh, I got to get that because I'm a Mos Def fan. But just a fantastic musician. Check it out, Mos Def Static.
Oh, most definitely. The next one, you guys, we got Whitney Houston and her new album. She is back on the scene as Sade, and she made her comeback, and she's done a hell of a job. Now, a lot of people might say, oh, well, Whitney's not at her best right now. I happen to think she's always at her best. Whitney is a talented, God-gifted singer. She has a voice all her own. She's a wonderful person. Everybody goes through ups and downs in their lives, so we don't judge her on any of that stuff that we may have saw. I really love the recording artist, the singer, the superstar, Whitney Houston, and I think that right now her new album is definitely something that everybody should go out and pick up.
No question about it, baby. Whitney is always at the top. Next, we got Beyonce, of course, and everything that Beyonce, Jay-Z, all of them touch has been gold. So anything that's Beyonce, go out, check it out. It is up to date, and it's happening.
Oh, most definitely. You know she's already doing different partnerships with different people like Lady Gaga and different people. We'll talk about her a little bit later on in this lineup. But she's doing some fascinating things, and she's got her kids' foundation and different things like that. Support Beyonce, and go ahead. And if there's any haters out there, stop hating for long enough to go get her latest work. It's great. Bobby Tinsley, Oh, my God. All of his music, of course, is fantastic, not just because he's our artist, but because he is a fantastic person through and through, and whatever he touched, it will make you ride down the street in your car blasting the music going, oh, my God, this guy right here is the S-H-I-T. And I try not to cuss as much as that I've been doing today, but I really want you to understand the emphasis I'm putting on. Bobby Tinsley's music is off the hook. Go to Bobby Tinsley, myspace.com/Bobby Tinsley, and you can see for yourself, you can listen to it, you can sample it, you can go to iTunes, you can go to Genre Fire Records, you can go pretty much anywhere, and you will be able to get Bobby's music. We're going to hopefully be doing a lot of things this year as far as touring and different things like that, and yeah, he is on our label, Genre Fire Records, and next we have
a young superstar by the name of Shani. That is right. Check her out. 2009, dropped the album My Dream. Fantastic. And coming in 2010, a new single. We're not going to give you that yet. You're going to have to keep listening, but check her out. Shani, she is fantastic.
Most definitely.
I'm sorry, babe.
Yep, and definitely go to ChantelChristie.com, and you guys can check out some of her music there or her MySpace, myspace.com/Shani, or go to Genre Fire Records, and you can catch her there. And last, we're going to round it out with Lady Gaga. She has some great music. She's talented. She's not afraid to show who she truly is. Everybody says, oh, my gosh, she's way out there. She dresses kind of weird and this and that. I think she's the future of music. They're going to have to give something more because, you know, it's a visual world now. You guys know that. So she's right there on the forefront. I watched her do an interview and was really impressed. I wouldn't have never put those two and two together, so it was great. Lady Gaga rounds it out. We'll jump right down into books, and we're going to start it off with The Audacity of Hope.
No question. Barack Obama puts out a fantastic book. If you haven't got it, go check it out. He has a couple other books that are out. He and his wife, Michelle, also put out a book that was fantastic, but Audacity of Hope is a book that is a must-read from somebody who came from relatively obscurity to be the President of the United States, a very, very intelligent man. Check out Audacity of Hope.
Most definitely. You heard it right here. And him and the First Lady did put out a book. You guys got to check it out. Next, we have A Letter to Our Young Sisters and Brothers. That's by the Mr. Hill Harper, the one and only. He always puts out positive stuff. He's doing a lot of touring right now and speaking engagements and so on and so forth. He's a guy that we definitely want to welcome to the show here in 2010. We're going to bring some innovative, really creative and big-time artists, entertainers, actors, actresses, recording artists, new talent that we want to break right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be bringing them in 2010, so make sure you stay in tune. And then we're going to jump right on down into yours truly. We have something special for you guys coming February, which is Valentine's Day. My husband will tell you all about it.
No question. We have a book called Love Ponds, L-U-V-P-O-N-S. It is coming Valentine's Day, a variety for couples. Check it out. Check it out.
See, we can't give you more than that. You got to tune in so you can catch up on everything that's happening. Next, we got Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul. You already know all the Chicken Soup series is great. Chicken Soup for the accountant, Chicken Soup for the mathematician, Chicken Soup for the teenage soul, Chicken Soup for the adult, Chicken Soup for the married couple, and so on and so forth. All Chicken Soup manuals are great, but the teenage soul one, if you got a teenager, you know a teenager, you know somebody that, a youth that need to get some inspiration, get them that book.
That is right. Also, you have No Ordinary Love, A True Story of Marriage and Basketball, and you know that comes from yours truly, a fantastic book. We have done really well with it. We want you guys to pick it up. Let us know what you think because we've got some fantastic reviews. No Ordinary Love by Doug and Jackie Christie, A True Story of Marriage and Basketball.
Most definitely. And No Ordinary Love was just highlighted as well on Access Hollywood. We skipped one, The Power of a Praying Wife and Husband. We definitely, definitely want you guys to check those out. I read The Power of a Praying Wife some years ago when my husband still played for the Sacramento Kings. Couldn't put the book down. Read it front to back. It was great. So if you're in a marriage, in a relationship, definitely get The Power of a Praying Wife. And you can also pick up the other one, which is The Power of a Praying Husband. It helps you to definitely, definitely have respect for each other, loyalty, truth, honesty, all the different things that we talk about all the time on this radio show of what's important in relationships. Then we have The Secret. That's another one we need to bring to you guys. You already know what that's all about. I won't go into it. It was everywhere in 2008 and 2009, letting people know that if you follow some of the antidotes that's in there, it could change your life.
No question about it, baby. Then we bring in The Way of the Wizard, and that is by Deepak Chopra, a fantastic book that is a must-read for people out there. Just giving you some insight into the world that we live in, what's going on, and they use old school topics to show you how it relates to you today. It is a fantastic read, The Way of the Wizard.
Most definitely. And we also have Woman. That's my book, you guys. I wrote that, and I put it's a labor of love for me, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. I got a lot of great PR and press from it, and different people in reviews as well love the book. It really helps women to know where to go, where to shop, you know, different things as far as, you know, nutrition, recipes, fashion, just everything, self-esteem. It's really an all-around practical woman's guide. Okay, to loving the skin you're in, and it's titled Woman. Next, we got Proud to Be a Color Girl, also one of my books. I feel so honored to be able to tell you guys this is my third book, and it is called Proud to Be a Color Girl. It's fantastic. You can go to the Color Girl website to find out more about it. Go to Colored Girl, ColoredGirl.com, and everything is right there. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much anywhere books are sold. It's another fantastic book. And then we're going to jump down to Dougie Goes to School. He has a series of books, you guys, and it is Dougie Goes to School, Dougie Learns to Ride, and he's on his third book right now. I won't give you the title yet until it comes out. It'll be out later this year, so keep your eyes and ears open. And we'll jump right to my husband announcing our daughter's book.
No question, I Want to Live. That book is by Chantel Christie, and that's a teen's guide. I Want to Live is a fantastic book, to talking everything from HIV and AIDS to fashion to everything that you want to cover as a teen, to really loving yourself and understanding where you're at in this world. She really hit it on the head, and I am so, so very proud of her. I Want to Live by Chantel Christie. Check it out, guys.
And next we got E. Carto, A New Earth and Stillness Speak. I haven't personally read those books, but my husband is a huge fan of those books, so he's going to tell you a little bit more about those.
E. Carto is a fantastic author. I mean, he really breaks it down simple and plain for you to understand everything from ego to where we're at in the world today. Just fantastic books in this. What he says is New Earth, a new realization. Stillness Speaks kind of speaks for itself, that we need to slow down, recognize where we're at. But I won't give you everything, but check them out. Eckhart Tolle, actually it's Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. Check him out.
Fantastic. And then next we have The Book of Basketball by our hater, our one and only hater. And if you're listening, Bill Simmons at ESPN, you already know who we talk about. No, I'm just playing. But you continue to tease me and my husband. You've been doing it for, what, 12 years? I would think that you could find somebody else to play with. But since you want to keep saying it, I just want to let you know I purposely bought your book because I know we were included in it somewhere along the lines. And I thought it would be interesting, and I gave it to my husband. He actually loves the book. So everybody go out and pick up the book by Bill Simmons. He's the blogger, writer, whoever, at ESPN, and I think you might find the book very interesting.
If you like basketball, you're definitely going to love it. I will say that, even though whatever for Bill Simmons, he wrote a hell of a book, that's for sure. Do you have any type of autobiography, but personally, this one, Andre Agassi, the book is called Open. He comes out, talks about so many different things, from methamphetamine use to all types of different stuff in his book. His
what
relationship,
is that?
Methamphetamine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
said methamphetamine.
Oh, I'm sorry. But he talks about everything from his relationship and marriage to Brooke Shields to now with Steffi Graf, and he just covers it. Open is a fantastic book, and the word open speaks for it. Not the U.S. Open, just being open. Andre Agassi, check him out, everybody.
Wow, next we got sports right in here. And, you know, right now, remember, you can call in at 347-215-8305. We had a lovely lady call in on our last show, and she was calling for us. Was it Philly, baby?
Yeah.
Philadelphia, she was off the chain, and I know you're listening. Thank you. Welcome back to the show again, and everybody else. I see the call lines lighting up. We're talking right now about the latest and greatest from 2009 and 2010, and these are, remember, our picks and our perspective only. We're not telling you that we are saying this is like a worldwide study or anything. This is just Doug and Jackie's picks, and we got sports right now. My husband's going to tell you all about NBA.
That's right, the NBA, well, we all know the Lakers were the dons of 2009, but going into 2010, they would probably have to be the favorites as well. We have the Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers, three teams that are fantastic. You got to watch them all. Obviously, you got LeBron James in Cleveland and Shaquille O'Neal. Boston has the big three, and then, of course, in Lakertown, you have Kobe Bryant and his cast of characters. NBA, Lakers, Boston, and Cleveland, you guys, keep watching. Now, the NFL, the Indianapolis Colts and the New Orleans Saints topped off 2009 almost with undefeated seasons, but watch out for those San Diego Chargers. Rivers, LaDainian Tomlinson, fantastic, fantastic football to watch, and we will be talking about that later in sports. Major League Baseball, of course, the Yankees are back, the pinstripes in. Of course, you got St. Louis and Albert Pujols, MVP. St. Louis, you better sign him forever, because if you don't, somebody's going to get him. One heck of a bat, one heck of a player. In the NHL, of course, we can't forget that. The Pittsburgh Penguins, the Young Guns, and, of course, those Detroit Red Wings, they are always there in the end. And that is sports for 2009-2010.
And I ain't even going to touch it with a 10-foot pole because I can't. But next, we're going to jump right into fragrance. You guys know Gucci. Anything and everything Gucci is definitely always on the top of our list. And it's just, I couldn't even begin to name all the different fragrances they got. But if you go to any fine department store, pretty much wherever they're selling perfume and cologne, ask them to let you smell the different scents of Gucci.
That is right. Dolce & Gabbana comes back. They've done so much, so many fragrances, but they have one, and actually it's called The One. Check it out, gentlemen, Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, my God, we got Kiehl's. You guys already know we talk about it constantly on our show, Forest Rain. It's in a little green bottle. It's usually sold at Nordstrom's, but they also have it at Neiman Marcus and different places like that. It smells really good. It lasts a long time, and it's fresh.
Tom Ford comes, he was a designer for Gucci, but now he brings his own fragrance, and one of them, I believe it is Arabian Nights, my wife bought it, and she just loves the scent, so check it out, Tom Ford.
Most definitely. And then we got Donna Karan, and I'm going to go right on through the next two because we've been spending so much time on this, we got to get into the next segment. It's already time to go to that. So Vanilla Musk, you got Frederick Malle, Outrageous. These are all located at, from as far as we know, Neiman Marcus. And then we'll jump into fashion. I got leggings. These are the hottest things, not only in 2009, y'all, but 2010 as well. Leggings, scarves, knee-high boots. They could be heels or flats, cashmere sweaters, leather biker jackets, jeans, and costume jewelry.
That is right. And for the men, vests, that could be cashmere down. Designer suits are always in. Now sports coats with jeans, you know that urban chic look. Hats of all kinds are coming back, from fedoras to scullies. All fitted clothes for the men, because fashion is in with a fitted look and soft fabric T-shirts. You got to have one that just feels so, so great on your skin.
Oh, my God, that's right. And we round out that segment. That's the latest and the greatest, you guys. And, you know, we talked about books, movies, music, fashion, fragrance, all of those different things. Go back, listen to the archive show, and get your pen and paper ready. I hope we weren't talking too fast, and you can jot down some of the tips. Those are our perspectives, and we're going to move right on into love and romance.
That's right, babe, and with no further ado, we have some great poetry to share in love and romance for y'all today, and do the honors, babe.
Okay, here we go, you guys. This is a poem that me and my husband will recite for you. Honey, come a little closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
Let me tell it to you softly so that no one else will hear.
What I have to say is private, and it's just between us two.
Just want you to know how much I love the things you do.
You're always there to show you care and hold me tight every single night. I thank the Lord from up above for creating you for me to love.
He picked you out from all the rest because he knew, that's right, I love you best. That's by Deborah Wolverton in us, of course. That is correct.
Most definitely. We had to add ours in there and make sure that Deborah knows that we're not trying to take her poem. So then we'll jump right on down into this week's questions and comments and thoughts that we received from you guys. We got Jackie. Saw you and Doug on Access Hollywood last month, and you looked great. My question is, do you think that because you have a fulfilling and good marriage, that's why people tease and lie on you guys? Forgive me if I'm late, but just getting to know you two, and I have high respect and admiration for you both. Mm. Nita from Long Island.
Very nice.
That's pretty good.
That is.
So
nice.
I would have to definitely say, to answer your question is, I think that's part of the reason, but I also think that it's just the way of the world. It's a wicked thing, and it's very, you know, silly, but we pretty much are immune to it. Anything that's good is sometimes mocked. Anything that's good is sometimes ridiculed. Anything that's good and not understood is always misjudged, and, you know, vows are created. So that's the way I look at it, but we don't care. We're just going to keep on keeping on.
That's right, baby. This next one comes from Mark in Miami, Florida. Doug, have a question for you. Is it easy to be faithful to Jackie after so long together and you have your choice of females out there? You could have affairs like Tiger Woods and so many others, as I'm a good-looking guy, or so I'm told, lots of laughs. A guy from Miami and girls throw themselves at me all the time, but I'm just not feeling that. I have a great wife of 3 years and 4 kids that I truly and dearly love and would never want to hurt or lose my family or my beautiful black queen. But because I'm Puerto Rican, white, and French, the girls all think I should not be with my wife because she's black. Go figure. Well, I would have to say stay true, first of all. You have a good situation. Love your wife and family, because that sounds like a good thing to me. You don't want to lose it, so let all the girls go and hold your wife tight.
Oh, most definitely. And always, you know, like my husband just said, stay true to yourself. Next we got, hey, Jackie and Doug, you guys promised to share what you gave each other for Christmas with us. So what's up? We're waiting. And this is Lisa, Kim, and Michelle in Dallas. And I would say, you guys, I don't really, okay, wow, the list goes on and on. I gave my husband some nice-smelling cologne and some nice clothing items. And the most important thing, though, is I gave him myself and my respect and my loyalty and my love. And so we exchanged some really sweet things, and we always do. But the most important thing is that we got to spend it. We were blessed to be able to spend it with our children and my mom and our family and just in a really relaxed, quiet environment.
No question about it. That is always the best thing of our giving is family. I don't know how many Christmases this is for us.
Yeah.
It's always been a time that is so fabulous and so fantastic. And, again, just watching the kids more or less open up their gifts and my wife and I being able to be together again was a fantastic gift. Lisa, Kim, and Michelle. Also, we have Doug and Jackie. Just want to commend you guys on your relationship with each other and the fact you don't. You past 12 years or so, and each time me and my wife see you guys on TV or read about you, you're always doing or saying the right things and trying to educate people on the way to have a good marriage, something you guys really don't have to do, but you care, and that's awesome. You are a true inspiration to me and my fireman buddies at work. And our family. That comes from Mr. Eddie in Manhattan, New York. What a compliment. We truly appreciate that, Eddie. Thank you very much.
Oh, most definitely. And we're going to jump right on down into hot topics, you guys. In the world as we know, news is a dominant force. Today's no different. A few of the hot topics in news are,
well, starting it off, unsold clothes destroyed at H&M until Twitter roared. New York City home may be wearing a motley collection of cast-off clothing, the rejects from the closets of more financially blessed residents, perhaps, or the logo merchandise from non-merging banks or defunct companies, maybe even some cast-off from local discount retailers that linger too long on the clearance racks, yet you won't see as much freebies from H&M or Walmart. Instead of donating unsold clothes to the needy, the two retailers have evidently been quietly stuffing unloved frocks into the trash, everybody. Now, according to the New York Times, unsold clothes from the two retailers were found destroyed in garbage bags outside the H&M store on 34th Street and East 6th Avenue and the nearby 35th Street Walmart. So they're taking clothes. They said that they ripped through them with razor blades, stamped through them with some type of equipment that made holes in them, and they have now responded, and they said that this will not happen again, a spokeswoman said, and we are committed 100% to make sure that this practice is not happening anywhere else. And they are on top of it, they say. But luckily, with websites like Twitter and all of that, these type of stories get out there. The stores do not want that bad press, and that is because there are so, so many needy people that you could give clothes to in these cold winter months and even during the summer months, because, like we said, there are so many people out there who don't have. And if you're not going to use it, if it's not selling, please give it to somebody who is needy of it.
Oh, most definitely, you guys. Next. You know what we have? We have Snap Hats. Okay, you heard that right. SnapTax allows you to do your taxes on your iPhone. Now, I don't know that you really want to do that because people have gotten their stuff hacked into, and then they're going to have your Social Security number and all your other information. But it's a new year, which means that in a few months, taxes will come due yet again, okay? So why not get a head start on them with your iPhone? There is, it turns out, an app for that. Our son teaches me all about apps. He's 8 years old, you guys. TurboTax has an app coming out called SnapTax that promises to make taxes easy. All you do is take a quick picture of your W-2 form with the camera, and then the software automatically reads the form, exacts the necessary information, and then uploads it into TurboTax's software and processes your return. Now, that is pretty amazing, I will say. And we're getting closer and closer to the Jetsons days. You know, the cartoon, the Jetsons, and how things are moving around in, you know, 30, 40 years. It's going to be amazing what, you know, technology has done. But there are, of course, a few drawbacks. First is that you need to be in California when you do this. While the software will eventually work everywhere else, they're beta testing it in Golden State this year only. So if you find out more about it, you guys, go into Google and just put in SnapTax, which is S-N-A-P-T-A-X, and you can find out more about doing your taxes on your phone if you're in the Bay Area.
That is right now an interesting and a little bit disturbing story. Clippers announcer faces charges. Los Angeles Clippers announcer Michael Smith is scheduled to be arraigned Thursday on charges stemming from an alleged theft of $735,000 from a golfing buddy in a development deal gone bad, prosecutor Smith said. Smith, 44, and his business partner Bruce Frust, 57, were charged December 21st with felony grand theft. Orange County District Attorney spokeswoman Farrah Emmy said Wednesday they also face sentencing enhancements for the amount of losses involved. According to prosecutor, Smith persuaded a friend, a retired school teacher with an inoperable brain tumor, to put his paid off, he didn't owe anything on it, Dana Point home in January of 08 as collateral for a $735,000 loan. So Smith and Frust could develop land in Dana Point. Prosecutors said Pair guaranteed 100% turnaround. He now owns, and when I say he, the gentleman who lent the money owes every month $7,200 in mortgage payments, and Smith has been working, he says, to pay the money back. But this goes against everything because you don't really want to do anything like this when housing market crashed. That is his excuse why it didn't go through. But he is a former NBA player, but he's also in hot water in recent months because there was an Iranian-born Memphis player who they mocked on air, and he was suspended for one game, baby. So this is a story we'll have to keep our eyes on.
Oh, most definitely. Next we got, and finally, we got a bride steals $750,000 to fund her dream wedding, you guys. You can have your cake. You can eat it too, but when you embellish or embezzle nearly $750,000 to pay for it, you can also expect to spend some time in jail. The truth of the matter is that Johanne Kent hadn't made one tiny, she had made one tiny little error. She would have gotten away with this embezzlement, but what she did is, I really, you guys are going to be shocked, okay? All of her friends would have spent the rest of their lives wondering how she had paid for the complimentary clip-top hotel. Not rooms, the entire hotel, fireworks, displays, and free Armani bracelets that she gave to her wedding people that made her wedding completely over the top. Of course, now they all know that what she did. She stole almost $750,000 from work by depositing it into her bank account under the guise of payments to other firms. She finally slipped up by making a large payment to a U.S. firm, actually her bank account, in pounds sterling instead of dollars. Kent was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison, a sentence which was reduced to 2 years on account of her two small children, one of whom is only 8 weeks old and has hip problems. There will be a separate hearing to determine if the money can and will be paid back, so it looks like her bridesmaids better enjoy those prices while they last. It's really, really sad. It's kind of funny, but it's really sad because, they're, you know, if you love this person, you guys should have just gotten married, and when you can afford it, go out and do it. But who am I to judge? Just wanted to share that with you guys and let you know what's happening. And we're going to take a quick break for a moment, and we'll be right back at you.
Thank you.
we're back, you guys. We're going to jump right on down into beauty, fashion, and lifestyle. You know we got to give you our tips every week, and my husband's going to start us off. Where we at, baby?
Well, you know, I always come in and I try to give people a little something, so I'm going to start with something that is fitness. That's resistance band. Now, these resistance bands, they can hook to your door, everybody, or you can use them just standing still. But listen, they can work every single part of your body, from your biceps and triceps, forearms, legs. You can do anything, abs, with these fitness bands. They are cool. They're sold everywhere. You can even get them at Marshall's. Any and everywhere you want to go, check them out. Resistance bands, they are a must.
And next we got up in my lifestyle tip, you guys. I got Twitter. Twitter up, everybody. If you just heard that song by our daughter Shani, it's called The Hardest Part. I love that part in there where she says, you got to, you know, I could just Twitter up. Twitter up. It's a great way to get messages out, but be positive. Definitely there's some people that's taking it and pushing it to another level, but definitely be positive on there. But, you know, talk about the different things you've got going on and, you know, your business ventures and ideas and websites you want to, you know, drive traffic to and different things like that. You know, I would use it as a business source. I wouldn't necessarily get on there to entertain or have, you know, play around and all that. But, I mean, everybody has different reasons for using Twitter, but it's definitely something to get on. So Twitter up.
That's right. Now, when we talk about health, daily vitamins, now, this is a must. You have to make sure that you are getting your daily vitamins, because a lot of the times we're on the rush. We might not eat all the things that we need to, but if we're making sure that we are getting a multivitamin, when I say multi, it covers the spectrum, like they say, from A to Z. Also, you might want to not overdose, but you might want to overload on vitamin C. In these times of cold and flu and all those different things, please make sure that you're getting your dailies. One of the great ones is Nature's Way. My wife just bought it. I always take them and love them. It's a multivitamin, so multi or vitamin C, but make sure you're getting some vitamins, everybody.
Most definitely, you guys, and jumping right on down to my beauty tip for this week is clear polish. That's for men or women. It would definitely give your hands a nice look, a finished look. I learned, like, grooming and manicures and that kind of thing and how important that they are for my husband and the fact that he always keeps his nails very groomed. And so I'm talking to you fellas out there as well. Get you some clear fingernail polish. It's not a feminine thing. Definitely use it. He personally doesn't, but it's always a nice addition, especially if you're in the line of work where your hands are being used a lot.
That is right. In lifestyle, we have astrology, everybody. In 2010, whether you're a Leo, Taurus, Gemini, Pisces, etc., you know all the different zodiac signs. The stars can lead you in the right direction so many times. There's a many ways to check it out. You can check it out on the net. Obviously, your local papers. My wife just bought me a yearly book that just covers the whole year of 2010 for you. Or if you're at 7-Eleven or your local convenience store, you can always pick the scrolls. Those are the best ones because it gives you a daily rundown of things that you might want to see, lucky numbers, and all types of stuff. For whether you're married or single, astrology can be for you.
Oh, most definitely, you guys. And you know what time it is. It's that part of the show where we're going to give you guys 60 seconds of our thoughts. This is 60 Seconds with D&J. And if you're new to the show, we do this every week. My husband is the reigning champion. He is the one that has so far blew me out the water. But that's okay because I still enjoy doing it anyway. The competition is fierce. And we're going to give you 60 seconds today, and I will let him go ahead and do the honor since he's the champion.
Well, how come I always have to go first? By the way, sometimes I like going second.
Okay, well, then you want me to go first?
Go run it down.
Okay, you guys, I don't know about that, but I will tell you this is what's on my mind. Wow, here we are. We find ourselves engulfed already in the year 2010. Fast pace, time is scarce, images of new gadgets moving excitingly about on TV and media, new fashion trends and toys for kids being announced daily. Hell, it seems every minute. Need 5 quiet minutes just to think, to regroup, to catch up. It's all going so damn fast. Slow down, world. Just wait. Take a breather. Relax and smell the heavenly scent of lavender and jasmine. Take that ride on the ship of ecstasy and relish the good things in life. Like the sweet smile of your loved one's face that needs to be appreciated and enjoyed. Slow down, world. Allow me to have my moment, please, because I deserve it. Should I work hard? I put the hours in. Why can't I, too, be a mega success? Well, even if the world did slow down and wait for a little old me, would I be ready? Would I really be ready to take that bull by the horns and make it happen? Would I shed my outer shield of protection and let the world see the real me? Would I spring into action when my name was called and be ready, willing, and able to be that all that I can be? This is a question we need to ask ourselves right now, y'all, and get on our mark, get set, and just fucking go.
Ooh, go ahead. I don't know if I can.
I know. Okay, you guys, I don't even toot my own horn, but I was feeling it today, and I said I'm going to give it to them. I'm giving it to them. That's it.
Well, mine is little. I don't know about that. Okay, well, check it out, everybody. I have the shuns for you. What is shuns, you ask? Well, that's T-I-O-N, you know, shuns. For instance, in life we face constant disruption. Then there is always people's contributions. Prosecution leads to incarceration. Then probation from bad situations. So many combinations. Around the world there is starvation. Nations have many complications. We need clarity with definition. Troops on mission. Some have tradition. People need more ambition and better decisions. Get away from confusion, facing more delusion and moral erosion. A growing hater nation is the new fascination. In need of more education and less procrastination. Games on PlayStation, what a creation. What's the solution? Retribution. Maybe, maybe not. Read the Constitution, proclamation for the nation. We are in need of salvation. Bottom line, more determination and consideration. For there's obliteration. Shun.
Oh, you guys. Shut it down. Shut it down. I'm ending the show right now. Forget sports. Fuck it. Sports ain't happening this week, y'all. I'm ending it on that note. I'm sorry. That's it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming to us. We're going to come back to you next week because I swear to God, if he didn't put me on my back, you guys, you hear me? I was running around the room. I'm falling out. And that's it. Thank you. Peace.
Respect.
help you.